Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
So, Christel in Explained Well today is going to tell us a bit more about what happened. Want ek wil net uit die staanspoor sê, ek het nie gisteraand gekyk nie.
Kijk ja, dis miskien beter so. Geen vrou hou daarvan om te sê jy was reg nie, maar ek het gister vir Rob gesê dat hy waarskynlik reg is in wat hy voorspel het van die staatsrede. So sy timing was net so 'n bietjie uit. Maar as ons begin met die chaos aan die begin, so ons het geweet die EFF gaan chaos veroorsaak, maar ek het rarig nie gedink, ek gaan 'n dag sien waar een van die groot partye verteenwoordig in ons parlement die podium bestorm terwyl die president praat nie.
They tried to storm where he was speaking. So remember, the sona was held at the Cape Town City Hall. Security had to be involved. The EFF obviously got thrown out. They're very upset about it. But the fact is, you cannot use your freedom of expression to create a threat or to perpetuate violence or anything. Dit was rarig my skokkend. Ek nie gedink ek kan mee geskok word in ons parlement nie, maar dit was my skokkend dat jy die president terwyl hy op die podium is bestorm.
Maar dit is wat ek gister gesê het. Daar is nie 'n probleem met die feit dat ons almal free speech, we can exercise our right to disagree. Maar die staatsrede is daar om die planne uiteen te sit waarby ons eintlik kan verbeter as 'n land. Like, let's hear him out. You might not agree with it, but actually just listen. En om fisies eintlik die podium te bestorm, net soos wat jy gesê het, I don't think I would ever have expected to tune into something which I didn't watch to see that happening in an official state event. Yeah. No way.
And our rights and privileges have limitations.
Yeah.
We have to note that. But so, okay, when we look at the actual speech, the main things that came from that is, yes, we are now in a state of disaster over electricity, and we're getting a minister of load shedding.
Yes.
Also called the minister of electricity.
Yes.
But I like minister of load shedding.
That was the big takeaway that I did, because I kind of like looked a bit on what was trending and stuff last night, and I did see that, and I know that app that we all use to check when our load shedding is happening has changed its name or its display name. So when I open that app, it says Minister of Electricity.
Look, yeah, and maybe there's merit because we don't know yet who
verstaan,
this will be.
Verstaan, dalk Andre de Ruyter, hy is mos in Maart sonder werk.
Hy kort werk, ek weet nie of hy hierdie werk soek nie.
But I mean, let's see if you'll take it. So was there anything last night, Christel, that we were surprised by or that we... the status quo is behou, or like, is there anything that like really kind of stood out?
So what stood out for me is that basically the State of the Nation was like a very mock ad. Okay. Because like you listen to it, you're like, okay, ek nie geweet ons kan dit doen nie. But wait, there's more. Because yes, there is still more coming. So what part of what the president announced in creating, for example, this position in the presidency as for Minister of Electricity, we're not only going to see a cabinet reshuffle, we're going to see a reconfiguration of government. And when I say government, it'll start at cabinet. But later in his speech, he spoke about the fact that our local government level is really struggling. We know this. Our municipalities are really in trouble. And he's talking about a medium to long-term reconfiguration in substance of government. So we're going to see an announcement in the next few weeks. He's basically, I'm using the sound a little bit later, saying the media needs to calm down. Ons moet nou rustig raak. Die aankondiging sal kom wanneer dit kom.
Ja.
Van die kabinet. Maar dan gaan ons oor tyd nog verwikkelinge sien, soos wat die struktuur van die staatsdiens geherstruktureer word.
So, ons moet nou net wag en sien. Die een spokesperson het gesê, the president must first deal with the state of the nation. If there is a cabinet reshuffle, it will come. You will know when you know. So daar is ministers, as julle nou luister, asseblief, you on thin ice, do your work properly, because Cyril is ready with the reconstruction.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.